the International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, have published a press release calling on all parties involved in fighting in Sudan to protect civilian populations and also to facilitate the work of humanitarian organizations. Since the fighting erupted yesterday, 15 April, not only in Khartoum, but also in many cities in Sudan, we have realized that it happens in populated cities like Khartoum and other cities. So civilian population are exposed. They are not spared. There are students, for example, who are stuck in schools since yesterday morning. There are people who are traveling at the airport. They are stuck there since yesterday morning. There are those who work in markets and other places. They are not able to go back to their home. Those who are in hospitals, they can't receive visits from their families. Medical workers, they can't reach the place they work. And humanitarian organizations, they are not in a position, they can't move in the cities to provide humanitarian assistance.
And at ICRC, of course, your work focuses on protection and providing support to victims of violence and of war. And since the fighting is now being carried out in residential neighborhoods with densely, you know, dense populations, how has that affected your access to civilians?
Absolutely. It affects civilian population. And when it comes to us, International Committee of the Red Cross, the main concern, it's about our capacity to move in the cities, our capacity to provide assistance to those who are affected, those who are getting injured, those who are detainees, those who need first aid. So
yes,
this is our main concern.
Not only for ICRC, but
for all humanitarian organizations.
People I speak with in Khartoum, they report bridges being closed, roads blocked, and people cannot even walk in the streets. So your work must have been really severely restricted.
Absolutely. This is due not only to the fact that bridges are closed, but mostly because there are fighting. There are blasts, there are heavy gunfire. Anytime, even during this interview, if you draw your attention, you can hear heavy gunfire detonations here in Khartoum. So there are fighting happening inside cities. So it's a very horrifying situation for civilian population. They can't move. It's very dangerous for everyone to move, including humanitarian organizations.
And we have tentative and conflicting reports of the death toll since Saturday when the fighting erupted by medical groups as well as some military sources. Do you have any idea how many civilians have been killed or injured so far?
I can't share with you any figures because, honestly, as I told you before, for ICRC and Sudanese Red Crescent Society, it is very difficult for us to move, to provide assistance, to see what is happening concretely in the field. We are also stuck in our residences. We are not in a capacity to go out.
And besides just civilians in Sudan, Sudan is home to vulnerable groups like refugees from neighboring countries such as South Sudan and Ethiopia. How are they being affected?
Yeah, so far I can give you more details, but generally speaking, this situation affects everyone. Sudanese people, those who are already internal displaced in Sudan, I mean Sudanese population internally displaced in Sudan due to conflict, due to violence, due to natural disasters. This situation will affect also refugees coming from neighbors' countries. We have in Sudan refugees from Chad, refugees from Kar, refugees from South Sudan, refugees from Ethiopia, refugees from Eritrea. the situation will also affect everyone. So the situation is already very difficult from humanitarian perspective, I'm afraid, due to this fighting happening now in different parts of the country. It will make it even more difficult.